Governor Whitmer strode to the podium, shook hands with House Speaker Lee Chatfield and Senate Majority Leader Mike Shirkey, and then, as the two Republican leaders looked on, announced she's ready to work around them.
I am not here to play games.
That applause came entirely from the Democratic side of the aisle. Republicans stayed in their seats.
I'm going to use the power of my office to do what I said I was going to do. Because for me, for Michigan, impatience is a virtue.
The governor said Republicans refused to consider her plan unveiled last year to increase the fuel tax by 45 cents a gallon.
That's why it's time for Plan B.
Whitmer's Plan B would raise $3.5 billion by selling bonds. That bond sale would not have to be approved by the legislature. The Michigan Transportation Commission has already set a meeting to vote on the plan, and approval is considered likely, especially since interest rates are very low. And the idea has not been ruled out by Republican leaders.
The devil is in the details.
Senate Majority Leader Mike Shirkey says this may be a good time to look at borrowing.
That is a perfectly legitimate asset management policies that apply not just to government, but also to businesses.
But Shirkey says he wants to make sure any deal doesn't drag on so long that taxpayers are still footing the bill once it becomes necessary to repair the roads again. Also, no one considers bond sales a permanent solution that would ensure roads are fixed and maintained. House Speaker Lee Chatfield says his starting point is requiring all sales and fuel taxes collected at the pump to be used on roads.
All the money at the pump right now is not going to the roads. As long as it is not going to the roads, we're going to have a problem in our state.
Some of the other options under discussion include toll roads or bridges and weight limits on trucks. On other topics, Governor Whitmer also wants a program to help low-income women with access to birth control and prenatal and early childhood health care. She also called on the legislature to adopt a law to ensure pre-existing conditions are covered by health insurance in case parts of the Federal Affordable Care Act are struck down.
Dismantling the ACA would be disastrous for our state and devastating for our people. One of the most important ACA provisions prohibits an insurance company from denying coverage to people with pre-existing conditions.
The governor's State of the State address and relaunch of bargaining with the legislature comes as she's gaining a more prominent national profile. Whitmer's been selected by Democrats to deliver the party's official response to President Donald Trump's State of the Union address. That raises the political stakes and adds a degree of partisan intrigue during a presidential election year. Michigan is expected to be competitive, with candidates crisscrossing the state on roads that are or are not being fixed. I'm Rick Pluta at the state capitol.